Welcome to Dolly Shares, a show where Dolly Howard shares her experiences, thoughts, and emotions as only Dolly can. This is a pre-recorded presentation.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. You're listening to Dolly Shares. And this will be played live on January 1st, 2020. Can you believe it? Another year has gone by already so fast, and we're into 2020. I just really have trouble believing I'm in the 2020. Holy criminy. Wow. So, Happy New Year, y'all. I wish for you all that you would like to have to experience in this new year, plus more wonderful things than you ever dreamed of. Nancy Hopkins is the producer. I'm Dolly Howard. I'm the one who will be sharing with you. I want to read the angel card first, of course, that Christia Cummings Slack has created the deck by talking with her angels and spirits. So I drew, thanks to the angels, they led me to card number one, the Divine Mother, Unconditional Love. When receiving this card, know you are being showered with divine love and compassion from the Divine Mother. She feels your heart. She feels your joy, your sorrow, and everything in between. She knows you at your deepest level. Without a shadow of a doubt, she is with you, dear one, and she wants you to know this. She also wants you to know that you are loved no matter what. She does not judge. There is no criticism, no judgments, and no compassions. She loves you as you are. She knows you at your purest level, and she loves you unconditionally. Sit with this card and feel her love for you. Give thanks to the Divine Mother for this blessing. Thank you, Divine Mother. Thank you very much for your unconditional love. And this goes along with the message that Dave and the Posse, as Walt dubbed my guides and angels and spirits who watch over me, he calls them the Posse, so we kind of nicknamed them that after what Walt called them. But they, and Dave came in and gave us the message that, I think I did that on my last Dolly Shares. Yes, I did. You can find that on Dolly Shares for the last one that I did. Where Dave and the Posse were talking, and they said that this new year is going to be the year of learning love. And then I draw this card, and I was led to it by the angels, the Divine Mother, Unconditional Love, and telling us how we are loved unconditionally by the Divine Mother. Oh. There's no coincidences, folks. I don't believe in coincidences. This is all tied together, and I think this message is what they're wanting to get out to us. And then my son was led to a message that I'm going to read to you today. Excuse me. And it's about the shift from carbon base to crystalline structure avatars. It has a lot of good things in it. And I hope, for those of you who are waking up, I hope it will help you to understand more what is happening with you, with your body, with your thoughts. I know when I read it, I sat there and thought, oh my gosh, they're writing about me. But I think this is written about all of us going through this change that we're going through. And I hope you listen to it with an open heart and open mind. I gotta plug the computer in. And that it helps you. So let me make the print on this bigger so that I can read it easier. Oh, it's at 14 now, but I need to make it bigger. Give me just a minute here. These old eyes are getting old. Plus, I got issues with them. Okay, there we go. Now that's much better. And I'll be able to read this much easier. Okay. Here we go. Oh, wait. I gotta get at the beginning now. Get back to the beginning. I wish you could see this beautiful picture. It's of a crystal hand holding a crystal in a crystal bed of looks like a fluid crystal bed with the bubbles in it. It's very beautiful. Beautiful colors. I'm going to just read it straight through, and then when I get done, and if I have time, because this is a long one, and if I have time after I read it, I'll make some comments. Okay, please, angels, help me through this. Please, God, let this touch the people you want it to touch. Please bless all who are listening. And please bless me as I read this to the people. Thank you, God. Thank you, angels. Okay. The title of it, I will read to you again. The Shift from Carbon Base to Crystalline Structure Avatars. Have you been wondering lately why you seem so tired, almost to the point of exhaustion, or feeling irritable, or angry, or lonely, sad, frustrated, or even all of the above, and you can't figure out why? Have you been asking yourself why you're behaving in ways or feeling things that don't seem to fit with who you know yourself to be? Or that just don't make any sense? Or wondering why people in your life seem to be reacting differently to you? Either they're more excited than ever to be with you, or the complete opposite. They're picking fights with you, or being upset with you for no apparent reason, or perhaps in going through what you consider to be a normal day, at times you feel as if you simply cannot keep your eyes open, like sleep is simply begging you to come and be with it. Does life at times seem empty and without meaning, even when you're doing things that you used to love? Welcome to the ascension process, folks, and the symptoms that many experience along the path. The primary thing to know is that you are not alone, and things will get better. So, just relax, y'all. You're not the only one feeling these things. For those folks who've been aware of and consciously involved with ascension, these physical and emotional experiences are all too familiar. Some of these folks have been experiencing the changes for some time, or may have been even passed through them by now. Hold on, I'm making corrections in this as I go. For some, this may go back a decade or two, or even more. When confronted with the unusual and often unwanted experiences, the first thing we typically want to know is, why? Why are these things happening? You may have heard it said that we're shifting from carbon-based beings to crystalline beings, crystalline-based beings. Perhaps you've heard that there's more to our DNA than we have thought, or that science has thus far been able to discover. That what we were told were the junk parts of our DNA are being reactivated. Maybe you've heard people talking about pineal activations and similar things. These concepts are all very real, and even our physical sciences are beginning to be aware of them. It all has to do with the light energy that's penetrating us, our world, and everything on it, easing us into the new world and a new way of being. So you could say that it isn't just Nova Earth we're building, it's Nova Human as well. That's pretty cool. Oh, gotta sneeze, hold on. Phew, I was afraid I was gonna end up sneezing in your ear. That wouldn't have been very nice. Okay. Steve Rother and the Actuarian Group add, if you would see one of your periodic charts, you would know that the carbon-based structures you currently have and the silicon structure are actually only a few molecules away. With a few rearrangements, you have a shift from one to another. That is happening not only throughout all of Earth, but also the plant, insect, and animal kingdoms are taking on crystalline structures. Archangel Michael in Saint Germain commented, "You eventually will not have the carbon-based bodies you have now. They will evolve into crystalline bodies and further along the path, light bodies with less and less need for physical food to sustain you. Your energy will come directly from source light and love. You have the ability to tune into this energy now as well. It is just that many of you are not aware of it." So he says, they say you can tune into it now if you become aware of it. Not that you can be, they're just saying you can tune into it, okay? List of common ascension symptoms. Feeling as though you are in a pressure cooker or intense energy or stress. This is one of the first ascension feelings that a person usually feels. In the beginning, when the energy shifts arrive, they bring with them a new and higher vibration. Old patterns and behaviors are being pushed to the surface for release. Feeling all this pressure going on inside of you can feel like great stress or that you are on overload. If you are still in a conventional life with mainstream pressures, this new energy can really add to your pile. You will eventually adjust to this higher vibration, and much will be activated for release within you as well. More room inside for more of the higher energy. So don't be afraid to let go of that old stuff. Depression. This symptom is most definitely in the top three and very widely experienced. The ascension process purges so much of the darker and denser energies from us that we find ourselves in them for quite some time. We feel like things are simply never going to get better. And to add insult to injury, the outer world is no longer in alignment with the new, higher, vibrating you. And it can be pretty bad. I went through this depression, and I couldn't understand it. Too bad I didn't have this at that time. I'm trying to prepare y'all for 2020 and this ascension process. It's not easy, but you're not the only one. Remember that. Anxiety, panic, and feelings of hysteria. When our egos begin to depart, they literally freak out as they do not want to cease to exist. It may feel as if everything is ending. Most of everything is. Your system is also on overload, and you may feel as if you are hyperventilating. Things are happening that you may not understand. You are also losing behavior patterns of a lower vibration that you developed for survival in 3D. This may make you feel vulnerable and powerless. These patterns and behaviors you are losing are not needed in the higher realms. When we experience death in a 3D world, we can panic and have anxiety as we do not know where we are going. It's a good place, y'all. When you cross over, don't be afraid. I've done it a couple times. I've had those NDEs, near-death experiences. A need to eat often, along with what feels like attacks of low blood sugar, a craving for protein. This is another of the first symptoms that is felt by many. Our bodies are using up an incredible amount of fuel for this process, as we are literally being turned inside out. Every ounce of energy that we have is being utilized. I have found it's best to eat the protein along with being still during this time. These low blood sugar periods come and go for several years, but get much better as our bodies begin adjusting. Give me just a minute. I need to take a break. Unusual aches and pains throughout different parts of your body. This is another of the most common symptoms, manifesting just about anywhere This is a sign of purifying and releasing blocked energy that is vibrating at a 3D level, while other parts of us are vibrating higher. You may feel pain in various parts of your body for several weeks, and then it will simply vanish, with no explanation. Boy, that's true, too. Yes, it is. Continual neck and upper back stiffness and pain. Our spines are vibrating differently and also connecting to a higher form of light. This area of our body is where it all happens. Skin eruptions and diarrhea, acne, rashes and hives, etc., usually arrive when we are in the purging process and adjusting to a higher energy. Rashes are fairly common, and diarrhea can last for weeks and even months. Be mindful of what you eat. Your body is going through intense change and cannot handle heavy foods that are difficult to digest. Use your discernment and consult your higher self if you are unsure of what to eat. My son's going through that now. Bless his heart. Heart pain and palpitations. These symptoms are common for many. Our hearts are trying to accommodate a new and higher frequency. At times you can feel as though you are having a heart attack. When this happens, it is important to rest, as any exertion can make the symptoms seem much worse. Know that you are not dying. At times it may even feel like your heart has stopped beating, and you may feel fear. Stay calm. Keep in contact with your higher self for reassurance. But I want to add in here, folks, if you feel like you're having a heart attack, for God's sake, get some help immediately. If you wait, it could be too late. I mean, your doctor can always tell you, well, this is just, you really aren't having a heart attack. We don't know what's going on here, but at least you will have confirmation from a medical person whether you are or not having a heart attack. Don't just assume you're not. I did that for years and ended up in emergency 5 bypass surgery. Please, if you feel something along the heart attack symptoms, get help. That's what I say. And then you can take that to where this says. I have very great reservations about this one. The heart pain and palpitations. Periods of very deep sleep. When the energy is not moving and we are done for a while, we get to rest while we are integrating and preparing for the next phase of intense moving energy. We become very lethargic. It can become near impossible to keep your eyelids open in the daylight hours. Daytime napping can become a regular and necessary habit. Even if you think you can exercise your way back into some energy, you will usually find yourself dropping dead on the sofa at every effort. Boy, that's a good one too. That's so true. Periods of very deep sleeping. Oh yes, we read that. I have to take a nap every day, and I didn't used to, but I really have to take a nap these days. And even Annette has gotten to where she's having to take naps, and geez, oh Pete, we aren't used to doing that, But if you have to, you have to. And when you get that tired, you're going to find out, oh yeah, you have to. And I pity you if you're at work and one of these things hits you. Experiencing emotional ups and downs, weeping. Our emotions are what carries the energy. When we are falling apart, and we are doing just that, we can get pretty emotional. When we are releasing, we can cry at the drop of a hat. A sad movie can make us cry, or even a sad commercial. We can cry when we experience kindness. We can cry when we feel relief. We can cry when we see any kind of suffering. These tears are a great cleanser and releaser. I always know when some new energy has arrived, because I can simply cry while I am driving along in the car. This seems to be an ongoing symptom that is here to stay for a while, but at least it is fairly painless. Yeah, that's true. Night sweats and hot flashes. At certain times, you will become very hot for no reason. This happens when your higher self moves into close proximity to you for some reason. Their energy is much more dense than yours, and when they are close to you, you will feel intense heat, feeling cold with an inability to get warm. As your body adjusts to the higher frequency of energy, you may find that you have periods of intense cold. It is normal. Add an extra blanket to your bed and take hot showers or a hot bath when this happens. Vivid, wild, and sometimes violent dreams. We are releasing many lifetimes of lower vibrational energy through our dreams. If you are one who receives their higher information through dreams, you will likely do a lot of releasing at night. I consider you to be lucky, as some are doing much of their releasing when they are awake. These dreams usually do not make sense, but if you are good at dream analysis, you can usually figure them out. These acid trip-like dreams are up and visible because they contain energy that's on its way out, never to return. Through this process, we are releasing all of the negative energy we accumulated during our past lives. Boy, that's nice. Dizziness, loss of balance, vertigo, and spinning. Welcome to my world. I have that all the time. This happens when our Merkaba is forming. The Merkaba is the transportation vehicle of the light body. It is a sixth dimensional cube that rotates and spins. During its formation, you may feel periods of dizziness and vertigo as the cube calibrates itself with your energy. When this happens, sit down and take a break for a little while. It usually doesn't last for long. Wish mine didn't last for long. Overall body pain and days of extreme fatigue. Our bodies are taking in higher density energy, and this is the reason you will experience these symptoms. High density energy can make you feel as if your bones are crushing and your muscles ache as if you have just sprinted in a major marathon. You may suddenly feel as if you are 100 years old and can barely walk across the room. Are y'all recognizing any of these symptoms in your own self? Boy, I really did. Gritty, itchy eyes and blurred vision. Very simply, our eyes are adjusting to see in a new and higher density of energy. When this adjustment has been completed, your vision will be sharp and clear, and colors will stand out for you as they never have before. Ooh, very interesting. I've been noticing that. Wow. Memory loss and difficulty accessing words. So many are having this symptom that we can only laugh as we try to converse with each other. For example, I was having a glass of, you know what I mean, the white stuff. What's it called? Did you watch that event where everyone competes from around the world? At times, we cannot talk at all because we are simply unable to access much of anything. This occurs. When this occurs, you are going back and forth between dimensions and experiencing disconnect. Another somewhat related occurrence is trying to type words and having the letters become jumbled in the wrong order. In this case, we are not in alignment with time, and our flow is disconnected, as part of our energy is here, and another part is further ahead. Yeah, that can be pretty frustrating. Difficulty remembering what you did, or who you talked to, a day or sometimes just an hour before. In the higher realms, reality is very much in the moment. If we do not hold something in our consciousness, it simply ceases to exist. We have no attachments. We are creating our own world around us through our beliefs and thoughts, and what we do not hold on to does not exist. Everything is brand new as we are starting completely over, moment to moment. We can tap into whatever we choose to at any moment and create and experience just that. This state comes and goes, but is practice for living in the higher realms. It can feel a bit creepy when it occurs. In addition, at times, we are neither here nor there, as we are in between dimensions. A feeling of disorientation, not knowing where you are, a loss of a sense of place. Where in the world am I? I do not fit anywhere, and nothing seems to fit or feel remotely right. And I do not know where I belong, or where I am going, or what I am supposed to be doing either. Ever had this conversation with the universe? I know I have, plenty of times, especially lately. You have been knocked out of your old grooves by an energy shift and are in between realities. You have successfully left much behind and are in a very new space, but have not integrated yet. A loss of identity. Huh. I want to highlight this. Okay, there we go. Let's see. Hold on just a minute. I need to take another break. I apologize. Okay. You look in the mirror and have a strange feeling of disconnect as you no longer recognize that once familiar image. You almost feel out of body. Once this phenomenon occurs, it never ends. You have released so much of your ego self that you are no longer the same person and do not have that attachment or connection to your physical vessel. As you begin to access much more of your soul or higher self, you are not in your body much. You may still use your voice to communicate and other bodily aspects, but you are slowly beginning the process of disappearing and releasing the human form. In addition, you have cleared much of your old patterns and are embodying much more light and a simpler, more purified divine you. All is in order. You are okay. Feeling out of body. The same explanation as I just told you. The physical body is the last to catch up. Much of us is now in a higher dimension and residing outside of our bodies, as our physical bodies are not there yet. Seeing and hearing things, as we can now access different dimensions fairly easily. It is common for many to see things out of the corner of their eyes, or hear things when nothing is there. Many also experience ringing in the ears, which is common when we are going through the tunnel and accessing a higher dimension. Depending upon how sensitive you are and how you are wired, this can be a common experience. Many are seeing orbs and vibrating blobs of color as well. Feeling you are going insane or must be developing a mental illness of some sort. Yes. We are rapidly experiencing several dimensions and greatly opening. Much is available to us now. You are just not used to it. Your awareness has been heightened and your barriers are gone. This will pass and you will eventually feel very at home, like you have never felt before, as home is now here. Intolerance. An intolerance for lower vibrational things of the 3D reflected in conversations, attitudes, societal structures, healing modalities, etc. They literally make you feel sick inside. When we begin arriving in the higher realms and in a higher vibration, our energies are no longer in alignment with the old outside 3D world. Through a severe intolerance to the old, we are being pushed to move forward to and create the new. Hold on a minute. In addition, you may feel like staying home or just being alone. As much of everything out there no longer matches the higher vibration of you. This is simply a very common experience of evolution. We are moving forward before the outside manifestations are. Being in the old can feel downright awful. Amen. It is similar to having to go back after you have had a near-death experience. As the ascension process continues, going back to the lower dimensions will not feel good, nor will it be possible for long, as it is difficult to drop our vibration down in order to reside there. Well, that's not exactly true, because I've been here longer than I wanted to. After my near-death experiences, I actually got mad at the people. you don't feel like doing anything. You are in a rest period, rebooting. Your body knows what it needs during this time. You may feel as though you have lost your passion and joy, and don't know what in the world you want to do with your life, and don't really care. This phase occurs when we are realigning. At higher levels, much is realigning as well. Things are being put into position so that all will be ready when you move forward again. In addition, when we begin reaching the higher realms, doing and making things happen becomes obsolete as the new energies support the feminine of basking, receiving, creating, self-care, and nurturing. Ask the universe to bring you what you want while you cannot do it for yourself. And know that you are always being taken care of during the ascension process, even if it does not feel like it at times. You are being taken care of. Don't forget about all your angels, y'all. I lost my place. Oh, here we are. Those in the physical going through this process are very highly revered by all the cosmos. We are most certainly being watched over. A longing to go home, as if everything is over and you don't belong here anymore. We are basically done with our incarnation that involved raising the frequency of the planet with a goal of reaching critical mass. We achieved a lot of this through transmuting the darker and denser energies through ourselves. Now we don't have to do that anymore, and may feel like we simply want out of here and away from that experience. What is coming next is simply divine and does not remotely resemble the first phase. Sudden changes of friends, activities, habits, jobs, and residences. One of the most basic and prevalent experiences in the higher realms involves the law of attraction. Like energies always attract like and similar energies. This relates to the dimensional hierarchies as well. We will always be matched with what and how we are vibrating. As we go higher and higher, this phenomenon becomes much more magnified and also becomes one of the basic cores of our reality and existence. Through the ascension process, we are evolving beyond what we used to be, and therefore the people and surroundings that no longer match our vibration simply leave our space. This can sometimes occur rather dramatically, or at times through a simple desire resulting from the inability to relate to them like we used to. You absolutely cannot do certain things anymore. When you try to do your usual routine and activities, it feels downright awful. Same as above. You're no longer a fit, and it's time to move on to a much higher vibrating way of living, being, and creating. I feel like there's something missing here, but that's all I get out of this. I'll read the sentence again. You're no longer a fit, and it's time to move on to a much higher vibrating way of living, being, and creating. Waking at night between 2 and 4 a.m., much is going on in your dream state. You can't be there for long lengths of time and need a break. This is also the cleansing and releasing hour. when we awaken in the middle of the night, we're not only in enhanced awareness, but we're also in an enhanced state of creation. In this state, our ability to transform our thoughts into reality is greatly increased. The challenge is to become conscious of what we are thinking about, and therefore, what we are creating. Instead, many simply allow their thoughts to flow from them by default, thereby creating realities that are not really to their liking. Meaning, if you worry about not being able to sleep, and worry during this period that you are going to be tired in the morning because you can't get enough rest, you'll only be adding to the likelihood that you're going to be tired in the morning. You're manifesting it, in other words. A much more useful plan is to enjoy the enhanced creativity and tell yourself instead that you're going to be invigorated and energized by this period of heightened awareness and creativity. Then be amazed at the result. Heightened sensitivities to your surroundings. Let me make sure it's still recording. Heightened sensitivities to your surroundings. Bright light, crowds, noise, foods, TV, other human voices, and various other stimulation are barely tolerable. You also overwhelm very easily and become easily overstimulated, knowing that this will eventually pass and you will be able to tune out and be in control of what you wish to experience. I know I get that heightened sense of that stuff. Let me read that again because I think it's important you tune into this one for sure. Heightened sensitivities to your surroundings. Bright light, crowds, noise, foods, TV, other human voices, and various other stimulation are barely tolerable. You also overwhelm very easily and become easily overstimulated. Know that this will eventually pass and you will be able to tune out and be in control of what you wish to experience. So just try to be patient with yourself through that and with others around you, because I found I lost patience with others around me and then I had to calm my butt right down. You just calm down. It's not their fault that you're so sensitive to things. Just a little thought there to pass on to you. Humming and or ringing in the ears. This is not tinnitus, though it feels like it might be. The other thing that will be happening very soon, as a result of all the things that you are moving through, is that your ears will take another step into change. Some of you will hear ringing that will go on and on and on and on. Take it as a vibrational imprint, for it simply means that you are vibrating in harmonics with a new alternate reality, which is very close to yours. Do not think that you cannot hear the sound of your collective or of your planet. You are always hearing the sound of the universe, that high-pitched ringing in your ears. So, what does all this mean? Simply that we are evolving and doing so at unprecedented rates. These changes are interpreted by our physical senses and can have the appearance of coming out of nowhere for no reason. There will be commonalities and also differences in how these changes are interpreted by our physical senses. The difficulty arises because we are so tuned, so programmed, that whatever anything out of the ordinary occurs in our body, we worry about it. When we notice something out of the ordinary, we have a learned drive to know what it is, why it is, and how to be rid of it so that we can get on to being normal again. What we're beginning to realize is that even what constitutes normal is changing. Indeed, there may never be a normal again. But perhaps the most important thing to remember from all of this information is to stay out of fear. Seek advice and reassurance from your higher self. You're always supported and unconditionally loved. Now see, wasn't that special? I thought it was. Russell comes up with some of these things and I think to myself, oh man, now what's he doing? What's he wanting me to read? But this, oh my gosh, I'm so thankful he shared this with me so that I could share it with you all and I could realize what in the world's going on with me. Why? I have said that so many times over the past year. What in the world? What's going on with me now? Why am I feeling this stuff? Why am I so darn tired? Why am I so intolerable with people? Because I found myself to just think, oh, please, say what you're going to say and get out of my face. And I wonder at the time when I was thinking this stuff, why am I so impatient with this poor person who's just wanting to be? And now I'm understanding more. This is work, y'all. Going through your body changing and the earth is changing too, and the plants and the animals are changing. You might have seen on TV, what is that show? Something about animals making strange friends. Well, they're going through ascension too. And so they're learning to be more accepting of each other's species. And they're becoming friends with each other, whereas they never would have before. Like it says in the Bible, the lamb laid with the lion. Well, it's happening again. It's starting to happen again. Oh, I forgot. We went through that, those stupid changes that happen and we don't know it. And then the Bible changed to say, the wolf laid with the lion? Well, I still stick with Mandela effect. I stick with what the Bible said before that Mandela effect. Lamb laid with the lion. And that's the way it is in Dolly World. And that's another thing, y'all. Seeing as you're going through so many of these changes and you're learning all these different things about yourself and the people you once used to be close with are now kind of distancing away from you. Either they're distancing themselves or you're thinking, no, I really don't want to hang out with them anymore. Or, they think so differently than I do. What happened to them? Well, actually, it's not what happened to them. It's what's happening to you. Just now that I've read this to y'all and made you more aware of what's going on, Maybe you'll be able to understand it better. It's not that your friends are changing, it's that you're changing. And therefore, your likes are different than their likes are. You're moving away from the 3D that they're so ingrained in. And that just gives you different interests. And I find also, a lot of things I used to care about, I don't give a poop about anymore. Someone will say something and think that I should really get into it and be all about it. Actually, I don't give a poop. I don't get so worked up anymore. Things are going to work themselves out. Even the politics. You know how bad I used to be. You know. You've heard me. Right now, I look, I watch it, and I can watch it without getting so upset. It does piss me off that these swamp beings are so hurtful to others, to us, to we, the people. That upsets me, but not to the point it used to, where I used to just really go off. When I find that I get really pissed off at them, I talk to my angels or my guides or Dave. I talk to Dave, and they reassure me it's going to be okay. It's being worked on, and you need to help too. Give positive thoughts to the universe. Pray for the angels. And they're helping us. They are helping us. Pray for them to have whatever it is they need to have. If you physically can't do things, your words help through prayer or through meditation or through just talking. Talking to others helps even, because others are going to need your help. Those who are waking up now, they're going to need your help to understand what's going on in this frickin' world today. I know we don't understand it, but we understand far more than what these people are going to be understanding, because there's going to be a lot revealed to us about the swamp beings and their activities. Things that will even shock me. And I think I'm pretty open to much of everything, but I've been told even things are going to shock me as we start to learn how awful it has been and how much we've been manipulated and our eyes have been closed. We deserve good things. We deserve good. Just remember that. You deserve good. But not to the point to where you're going to go out and beat up somebody because you think you deserve good. And they aren't giving you the good. Don't be doing that. Just know. When something good happens to you and you think, oh, I feel guilty about this. No, you deserved it. Don't get to feeling guilty because you're getting good stuff coming your way, because you're going to get good stuff coming your way. You have it coming your way now. You have it happening now. Accept it. Know you deserve it. But don't let it get to you and make you have this big head. Just go with the flow, y'all. We are evolving, and it's a wonderful thing, and I'm so glad I can experience it, and that you can experience it too. We deserve it. So go into the new year with your head held high knowing you are not alone in this world. You have all your angels waiting for you to ask them for their help, even when you don't know what you need to ask for. Just say, please, angels, I don't know what I need right now, but I know I need something. Will you please help me? And then say thank you. Always thank them. So, I want to say Happy New Year. And I'm so looking forward to what this year has for us. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Dolly Shares with Dolly Howard. Thank you for listening.